Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the December edition of Windows to Your Spirit with your hostess, Kathleen Navino, when she gets on the line. This, of course, is Tracy, and you can find me, as always, at shyowl.net or shyowlsnest.com. And you find Kat at Kathleen Avino. That's Kathleen with a K. Avino, A, V as in Victor, I-N-O.com. And it's always best to take your full readings there or your very personal questions to a booked and paid reading, because that way, of course, you're not only ensured privacy, but you get a little more one-on-one attention that way and the freedom to go through the full process versus just the 30 seconds you get in an answer here. Do keep in mind when you're calling in with your questions that this is a very public forum, and you might want to be mindful about the people you mention, the situations that you mention, because you don't want to really open the door to embarrass yourself. This, of course, has been quite a venture into the month of December. I know that our family and friends around us have had quite the onslaught of loss, and I know through people I'm reading for on the lines, their lives have also been just chock full of loss. And while it's been a difficult thing for us all to go through, generally these spurts all happen at one time, and it's people who are just carrying on so that they're not stuck here through the transitions moving forward. Over the past week, a friend of my family's, her granddaughter, which you probably have seen all over Facebook, was Will Kinsley, was murdered. And she was murdered by her mother, who stood by and watched her boyfriend beat this baby to death. And the friend that, my part of the friend is Kinsley's father, and he was not present. But if you want to visit their Facebook page, it's PrayForKinsley/JusticeForKinsley. And on there, they have a GoFundMe. All of the proceeds that are left over from paying the medical bills and from the funeral, I know that Scott is going to, and I know this firsthand for sure, he's taking all that excess and donating it to, I believe, some of the children who received Kinsley's organs, and the remainder will go to different children's programs. If you're coming to the funeral, he asks that you not send money, but bring an unwrapped toy, and that's going to be donated onto Toys for Tots. So, aha, she's shown. Lean has arrived.
Hello, dear.
Hi.
And like I said, I had spoken to you a little earlier, we back and forth. My condolences.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is tragic.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, it seems like this that make us realize the preciousness and fragility of life.
Yes.
And especially at this time of the holidays, you know, unfortunately we hear of a time which is supposed to be so beautiful and loving and family and giving, because of the stress it puts on us, we hear too much tragedy during the holidays. And
yes.
There's, you know, a lot of loss during the holidays and a lot of suicides during the holidays. And this is,
mm-hmm.
you know, very unfortunate, you know, occurrences that hopefully do some good for those left behind, that once they've overcome their grief, that they do start to reach out like your friend is doing to help others and to also value even more what they do have left. You know, we work with a lot of people, especially myself being a medium, to work with a lot of people
mm-hmm.
who've, you know, lost loved ones, and to be able to describe them and let them know that their loved ones that have passed or at peace, you know, is probably one of the most rewarding of the readings I do. So to give them some degree of peace, at least, that you can't make up for them not being there. It's always going to feel that opening, that hole of loss. But at least if you know they're at peace, and, you know, you and I have talked many shows about karmic contract
yes.
and the fact that that child came in with the agreement of being here for a short period, having made agreement with their surviving people.
Right. There are five children that I'm aware of have received her organs. So that's five babies who will live now that maybe wouldn't have before.
That's correct.
I do know that there have been there's a couple of, I read, was going through the page, and I guess that Scott has taken some of the extra money and already bought toys for kids and used this to help other people enjoy the holiday, and it's spreading around. A lot of good things are coming from it, as horrible
Absolutely.
As it was. Yeah, hopefully it will work then to change people's perspective. Everybody wants to instantly go to make more laws, make more laws. You can't legislate morality. What we need to do is take a situation like this and use it for education, use it to teach other people. You know, if you are in a situation where you're abused,
that's right. The awareness.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
about awareness.
There's
and the
no,
more people
there's
you
no
can
legislation
make aware,
to fix it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because the legislation
yeah.
already exists. It's not
it,
legal
it really
to kill
does.
A child. It's not legal
yeah.
to beat a child.
To
it's
beat
not
a
legal
child.
To assault anyone.
But if
I mean,
you
the
make
legislation
sure
already
know,
exists, but the idea
call.
Of
there's,
the right.
right
the awareness and the small
help.
Signs
mm-hmm.
and the small signs before it becomes the tragedy of this scale.
Yeah.
That you start to notice behavior and be aware of it and not just excuse it or write it off when you can do something about it.
Mm-hmm. I know in this instance that the mother had support. There were people she could have reached out to, and she chose not to. So what her reasoning in that is, I don't know, and I can't speak for where she was. I don't want to judge her, but I do want to
well,
point out, though, that if you're in a situation, you should reach out. Don't just sit there and suffer when you can call someone to help you, even if it's just a women's shelter. There are people to call.
And like I said, and the big, big picture here, too, is that there was a karmic contract between that child
mm-hmm.
and that mother. Whatever action or lack of action she took was for the greater good of helping all these other children. So this
mm-hmm.
this spirit, remember, we're all spirits first. Human is what we use to learn our lessons. Is that there's an agreement that goes on that perpetuates from each lifetime to the next lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this does fly in the face of a lot of religious mm-hmm. belief systems, and I'm not here to change anyone's mind. But when I
right.
did discover this line of thinking, it made everything make so much more sense. Things that we could never comprehend making sense on some level greater than ourselves make sense, where that child as a spirit agreed to come in for a short period of time with the agreements of the children that were meant to stay here and the impact it made on those parents having a sick child. And what it does is it breeds appreciation. If you almost lose your child and you get to the child is saved, there's a greater appreciation of life in general. And that lesson can only be taught through experience. You can tell a person, will appreciate you're alive, yeah, yeah, yeah. But until you've really faced the demon and overcome it, that's how we learn as human beings, through experiences. Some of them tragic, some of them wonderful, some of them somewhere in the between. But
mm-hmm.
remember that child as a spirit took on this responsibility, this choice as a spirit, not as a child, but as a spirit for the greater good. So to honor her is the least we can do in terms of honoring her spirit and the parents who will always bless her name for those children that she did save. So, you know, it doesn't take away the loss, but what it does
mm-hmm.
is it shows that each of us has a tremendous purpose, some greater than others, but we all have an impact. You know, especially at this time of year, you know, you watch the movie, It's a Wonderful Life. You know, here's this supposed nobody who didn't realize that if he wasn't around, how many people he touched each day. Didn't realize it. Now, I mean, except for the fact of, say, your immediate family, there are lots of people we touch that we don't even realize that they would be at a loss if we weren't around. So
right.
these are the kinds of things that when we face loss, it's always at one point will leave a positive impact on us besides the obvious grief. But if we can turn that grief into something positive, like your friend is doing, then it makes it all worthwhile. some things are unavoidable. But if we can find the silver lining, then we're better off than we were before. And then it's not a wasted life. And like I said to you, you know, things happen in threes, so it seems like you got your third, so it'll be peace for a while.
Yes. Okay, let's get some callers. We've got quite a few people lined up, and we had at least one beat us here.
Also, you just go ahead and stress the one question asked.
Oh,
please.
I did that. One question per caller. Keep it short and sweet. Area code 412, can you get your name?
Hi, how are you? My name's Keisha.
Hello, Keisha. How are you this evening?
I'm good.
How can we help you on?
I wanted to know what's coming up in reference to my job.
Can you be a little more specific, please, hon?
I would just say what's going to happen in reference, like within the next month, I guess.
Well, I see financial security. I don't see you losing your job.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing to worry about. I see the money coming in. I see you doing your job. The only thing I would do is I would be a little more careful with your time and leave. Just make sure you're getting there on time and, you know, and leaving when you're supposed to. That's the only little glitch that might cause you some grief. But otherwise, I'm not seeing any problems.
Okay.
I mean, is there something specific you're worried about that I'm not seeing?
It's just been some changes currently to my job. I was just
wondering.
The
only thing I see, honey, is they're going to be plopping more on responsibility.
Yeah.
But nothing you can't handle.
Okay.
It's all good. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
I hope that was a help.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We lost a couple of our callers, so I don't know what happened right there. So call back in. If you were dropped, it wasn't me. Area code 708. Can we get your name?
Yes, this is Nicole.
Hello, Nicole. How are you this evening?
I'm fine.
How can we help you?
My question is, do you... I put in and went on a couple of job interviews, and I have a job interview coming up on December 14th, and I was wondering, do you see any positive developments coming out of that? Do you see me getting a job?
That being that particular interview?
Yes.
I get a yes, but I feel like you're not going to be somewhere that you know where you're going to be where there's a solid offer till January. So I feel like it's going to be a little bit, I don't think they're going to hire you on the spot. You may have a little bit of a wait, but I feel like January, you have an offer on the table. It's up to you whether you take it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, Mom.
Bye-bye.
All right, until our other people pop back in, there is no waiting.
What do you think happened? He just disappeared?
I don't know what happened. I might have got tired of waiting. Who knows?
Who knows? Well, the other thing, too, is we'll take this opportunity. You know, when we do the readings on the radio, you know, it's kind of short and sweet because we want to keep it moving. But you're always welcome to call and set up through the website, which is Kathleen Avino, Kathleen with a K, AVINO.com. And I do... phone readings, no problem. And those readings will be a lot more personal and in-depth because we don't want to really expose too much on the radio because it's a public forum. And we respect your privacy. So if you want a bigger, longer, more in-depth, more specific reading for you, then I'm more free to give you more information. You're more than welcome to, you know, book a reading on the website and put in your note that you're a radio listener. If you do the radio, from the radio, then you get 10 minutes free with a booked reading. That's with a book reading. So you pay it. If you pay for 20, you get 30 minutes. If you pay for 30, you get 40 minutes, and so on. And, you know, I've had a good response, and people have been pleased with the degree of detail that Tracy and I give in the personal readings. And Tracy's on child.com, and you can get a hold of her or me, and we can help you.
Right.
Oh, your
.net.
Shyowl.net.
Okay. Yep, if you go to the .com, it's somebody's blog. That's not me. And if you go to the .dot other ones, they're hookers. That's not me either.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good. Memorable, but not good.
Yes. And that's why I got the shyowlnest.com, because I thought, wow, that's interesting over there.
What you need to do is the first chance you can get it. That thing goes up for sale, grab it.
Definitely.
I made sure of that by grabbing all of the Kathleen Avino ones.com.
Right.
.net.
Well, it came up in April, and I was stalking it, but apparently they had some kind of a broker on it because they got it before me.
Oh, wow.
I had it for the longest time, and I didn't realize it had lapsed, but there you go. It'll learn me.
It'll learn you. Well, I would like to have those callers call back in so we can help them.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we've got no waiting right now, so feel free to call in. So, goodness.
And with the holidays coming up, you know, we also, before we, this half hour goes always pretty quickly. We want to make sure that we wish everybody a blessed holidays, regardless of what you celebrate, and to let you know that we're, you know, our clients and our listeners are always in our prayers for the health and happiness for their loved ones, and to really enjoy what you do have, because you never know. We take our loved ones for granted, and this is something you don't want to do. And the holidays kind of give us an extra opportunity to get together. I had my tree trimming party last night, and if anyone's on my Facebook page, I took my monster tree and took a picture of it. And
I
we had
saw
a
that.
Great time decorating it. We had nine people. It took 9 people an hour to decorate it. And we had a lot of fun. And it's an opportunity for me to get to see people that I don't get to see all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good excuse, a good reason. And we get a great, you know, product when we're done, which is 10-foot heavily decorated Christmas tree. The only thing I really need to do is get some string and tie it to the rail, because twice my tree's toppled, and that was not a pretty sight.
Oh, my.
Christmas tree laying on its side. But it's a lot of fun. You know, it's these are little things that really matter. And people say, oh, you worry about a Christmas tree, the world events. Look, bottom line. You can't do anything about the bottom line, which is the world events. You can't change that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? If you can put some joy in your life, even if it's small, and it gives you pleasure, that's what life's about. You know, to get caught up too heavily into the horrific world events, this is not going to enrich your life. And it will take away from the memories and the joy that you do have control over. And that you have control over. Inviting some friends over, having a nice meal, laughter, music. This is what you can do. And the way I look at it is, if you're having a good time, if you're in a good place, and you're more patient with others, we're filling the world with positive energy.
Yes.
Even if it's 10 people, 12 people, 8 people, 9 people, that's 9 people better place than they were that morning. And if you multiply that by a million, and everybody puts the effort in to bring joy into their lives and their friends and loved ones, then you're just adding a little something nice to the world. Small, insignificant, but it adds up. I mean, even the front of the house, the front of the house is very decorated for my whole 16 feet has like a billion lights. And that brings me joy. And today I was in the living room and I heard kids screaming and jumping up and down and they were just pointing to the lights and, Mommy, and look at the lights. And I said, I gave those kids a real happy moment. And it was such a simple thing. And you just heard a Mommy, Mommy, and they're all like 6 kids jumping up and down, pointing to the lights. Oh, look at the deer, look at the angels. You know, and it's an easy thing to put joy in people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a big deal. But I know I made those kids day. So they enjoyed that.
Yes.
And like I said, I know that you're going through a tough time, but if I send you a picture of my Christmas tree, it puts a smile on your face. You saw the tree in the Facebook, didn't you?
I did see it, yeah. Yeah, it looks good. It's in front of your house. I do believe NASA could see it from space.
Yes, well, right, I did. I think I got the call from the space station, and yes, they confirmed that they can see my house from outer space. And we were also joking because the rest of my neighbors really haven't had a chance to decorate. We started a little early this year because we wanted to have the tree up earlier this year, so we had the party, and I like to have everything decorated. But we were laughing because it's like the rest of the block, because we're all attached, and there's no decorations. And I just took a picture and said, can you tell which house is the Italian people? We have a tendency to overdo it a little bit, Italian people, when it comes to Christmas decorations. So you can always kind of spot the Italian house on the block. So we joke about that.
That's right.
But it's fun, and it brings you joy, and people stop and look and smile. You know, to make a stranger, put a smile on a stranger's face, priceless, you know? You give somebody joy for the day or the moment or the second. You don't know how their day has been going, and they drive by and they smile. You know, it's sometimes that's all it takes to change a person's energy for the better. So how are we doing? I wonder if it's they're not allowing the calls to come in. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, no, we do have a call. We did have a call pop in.
Oh, good.
Area code 707. Can we get your name?
Yes. Hi, Valerie.
Hello, Valerie. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good. How are you, ladies?
Good, hon. Good. How can we help you?
Yes. Should I return to the last place I work, or should I wait for a new opportunity?
I hate to do ors. Can you do one at a time, please? If you ask me, should you go back, I get no. I get a no on that. I feel like there's better opportunity with something new because you're going to get a fresh start. And I feel like your abilities have increased and your energy is better than you were there. And unfortunately, impressions are tough to change. So if you start fresh, you can be the new you. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I was always getting compliments when I worked, so I'm not sure.
I don't mean that. I'm saying since you've been in that business with that company, you've improved. I get improvement. I get more knowledge.
Yes.
So even though they think you're awesome, that's how they know you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So by you starting with fresh, the new company, you're going to be able to get those new things on the table and get yourself a better position. That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, okay.
Because the resume needs to reflect that. I don't feel like your current resume really reflects the newer skills and the deeper sense of confidence that you have now.
Okay, because I'm working through an agency, so usually they send me out.
Doesn't matter, honey. Go ahead and rewrite your resume. If nothing else, then for your own edification, because I also feel that even when the agency sends you, there's going to be interest, and they may say, let me see your resume.
Okay.
And it'll be ready, because I feel like there's going to be a need for that resume.
Oh, good.
Maybe if you see something online on your own, you know, if you see something online on your own, you're ready to pop it out there.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, don't go backwards, honey. I see too much potential in going forward.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Best of luck.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, in a career, you know, 90% of the time, you know, unless it's a really a big step up to go back to a company you've been with, some kind of special deal from a company who already knows you, you're really always better to go forward because there's always that impression where you were then, they still see you that way. You know, it's like you start with a company and you're young and you're there maybe 10 years, they always still think of you as a kid. So that first impression is always kind of hard to get rid of. And she's going to have no problems. She's a very qualified and very good employee. I'm not surprised they've thought very highly of her.
Mm-hmm. And that's very true. Oh,
goodness. And in general, what I tell people, too, this time of year is don't get too stressed about job hunting. You got to be patient because the holidays get in the way. Well, right.
Minds are
and
on
the first of the year.
Their minds are not about work. Their minds
and,
are on partying,
mm-hmm.
parties, family gatherings, Christmas crazy, you know, holiday crazy. So, you know, January is when things really start to show up for people in a positive way, where they're getting offers, not just interviews. So where are we? Anybody else?
Nobody else. We got like 4 minutes left now, though.
Okay. So like I said, once again, we're always available. Not always. Remember, I'm Tracy and I, what are you, an hour difference, right? I'm Eastern time and you are?
Yep,
are you
Central.
Eastern now, too? You're Central.
I'm Central.
So
mm-hmm.
just keep that in mind when you do call us to set up an appointment or email us that there is that 3-hour, 2-hour difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep late hours, but not crazy late. So
yeah. Well, I am an owl, so
we'll
I keep crazy late hours.
Yeah, you're an owl. We both do. We don't sleep. We're two vampires. But, you know, give us
mm-hmm.
some time. If you email us to get back to you, we'll be more than happy to help you out. And once again, my website is Kathleen Avino. That's with a K, A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Avino, A-V-I-N-O, .com. If you want, you can send out a friend request. I'm on Facebook, Kathleen Avino, Facebook.com/Kathleen Avino. I have the two sites, one for my psychic work, one private. If you go ahead and put a friend request, I'll be more than happy to have you join in so you can know what's doing. And when I'm, you know, when I'm running specials or I'm going to be local. You know, for people in the New York City area, I am available for parties, especially this time of year. I love doing parties. Tracy is, Donna, want to screw this up, Trace. shyowl.net. Net. Okay, you can
mm-hmm.
get Tracy. And she's now in the Kentucky area. So
Tennessee.
You know,
yeah, down in Tennessee.
Tennessee. But you also travel. You travel that area.
I do. I'm in Ohio right now, but you know, I've
right.
Down
you're
in
Ohio and then
the
you've got Tennessee. And I know you've done Kentucky.
Yeah,
so
for the right party, I'm willing to travel anywhere between
exactly.
In I can go over into Arkansas, northern Arkansas, to southern Missouri, southern Kentucky. So I can work that out. I like to be on the road.
Yeah, I mean I do the Long Island, New York City, and northern Jersey,
mm-hmm.
and Staten Island. So you know, because we enjoy it, and it gives us an opportunity to work with lots of people and. It's a very, very personal way we do it because it's individual readings, and I think that's important, that your information is private. We respect that, and we respect you. And we always try to be honest and direct so that you walk away feeling that we've given you the information that's in your highest good.
Yes.
So on that note, I'd like to wish everyone a blessed, healthy, happy, safe holidays, and we'll be back in January.
Okay. Good night.
Good night to all.